Every so often, I get asked, is what you do for real? As in energy healing. And I completely understand why someone would ask me that. Much of our formal learning revolves around the mechanical world. And when I say mechanical, I mean the nuts and bolts world, the world that we touch and feel. We're taught how things work from a physical perspective, you know, how to handle real-world situations. We're very rarely shown the underlying world of energy and how it pertains to us individually. As a result of this omission in our formal learning, unless we're shown it or we discover it in our personal or home lives, many grow skeptical of its ability to do anything other than what they've been mechanically shown in school or on TV. Despite energy being taught in science class, energy's underlying connection to who we are and how we develop is usually a passing comment, if touched on at all. And what do I mean by that? That energy has a connection to who we are and how we develop? I mean that we're taught that energy brightens a light bulb, it's stored in a battery, and is somehow sitting in food and converts to fuel for our physical body. But its ability to be intelligently directed and used for our own internal benefit beyond nutrition sits on the fringes. So when someone asks, is energy healing real? They're asking from a very innocent position, even if they're asking it sarcastically. Once you realize that there is one, an incredible source of energy which permeates everywhere around us and throughout our known existence, and two, that this infinite energy cannot be created nor destroyed, but it can change forms, and three, that we are made up of this same energy, only then does the metaphorical penny drop. You realize then that if the potential energy which is stored in food can provide sustenance to our physical bodies, then the potential energy which is stored anywhere else can do the same. So when you feel love without saying a word and you hug someone, they feel that love. What happened there? You intended love in the energy of your body. You did it through thoughts and feelings, and you glowed with that love so much that when you directed your focus to someone, they received that same feeling. That's energy. A thought is just another form of energy, just as a feeling is a form of energy. And how do you feel after someone has finally expressed and given you the love you've sought? Do you feel better? Sure. Do you feel more whole? Yes. Do you think that that can heal? Of course it can. All that I'm saying here doesn't mean that we can just think something and voila, healing is done. Although there are great healers in our collective past who have been able to do this, but I digress, that's not for this topic today. What I'm getting at today isn't about woo-woo wishful thinking. If and when we take the time to really look at what energy is and what we are, we begin to realize this: everything is energy. And that the entire process of healing involves, needs, and requires energy. In saying this, which type of energy is needed comes down to the need and the severity of the situation. As an oversimplified example, if you've broken your leg, you need the energy of a surgeon to help set it right and apply a cast. But then you need to ingest the right energy to give your body the fuel to heal the wound. But then you need to create the right energy in yourself through thoughts and feelings to give yourself the right focus for your healing journey. Every stage of the process requires energy. Thus, they are all forms of energy. They all work together. They are all the same. They're just conducted in different ways. Remember, energy cannot be created nor destroyed. It can only change forms. So, energy healing is real and it does work. It is simply one of the forms in which healing can be done. I hope my musings today were thought-provoking for some and reaffirming for others. And no matter where you stand on the topic, I send you big love and joy always.